The Benton County Sunshine School began in 1958 when two families were searching for a way to help children with developmental disabilities who did not have a place in the public education system at the time. Since then, the organization has continued to serve the community, and earlier this month, administrators officially announced they were changing the name to Sunshine School and Development Center. Summer Backstrom, Development and Communications Manager, says the name change was a big decision.
It was something that had been talked about by the leadership and the board of directors for quite some time. We were Benton County Sunshine School for, I don't know, 3 decades, maybe more. I can't remember when the last time the school had a different name. I wasn't affiliated with the organization, obviously, but it has gone through a few different transitions through the years on the name and the change of the mission and mission statement, et cetera, but the board and leadership decided that we kind of were finding out after looking at different data and just kind of talking with and learning from the community around us that the part of our school that was the best well-kept secret was the fact that we serve adults who have disabilities as well. And so we made the decision to implement the word development center along with Sunshine School. So also another, you know, to remove the Benton County part was also to eliminate some confusion because we serve Benton and Washington counties as well. And we decided to just keep the Sunshine School to preserve that history and add development center to bring awareness to the fact that we have several programs and services for adults who have disabilities or special needs as well.
Now, along with the new name, you have a new mission statement and a new vision. Can you tell me a little bit about that?
Yeah, our mission statement for years has been serving people with special needs. And we feel like that is what we do, just kind of in a nutshell, very simply put. But it's not really a mission statement. So we wanted to change the mission statement to reflect, in a nutshell, all the services and kind of like the services that are involved in serving people with special needs. So we've changed our mission statement to developing and enriching the lives of individuals and families through therapy, education, and support. And that kind of it encompasses the therapy, which is offered in-center, the education, which is offered in-center and out in the community through our Parents as Teachers programs, or through our community support services for our waivers, waiver clients. There are just so many different programs and services that these three words kind of wrap it up for us, therapy, education, and support.
And can you tell me a little bit about your new vision as well?
Yeah, our vision, we just kind of changed the wording of our vision, and it also, it does a really good job of reflecting what we're trying to convey and what we're trying to achieve in each one of those, therapy, education, and support. Our new vision statement is, our vision is that all individuals will have the resources they need to reach their full potential as active members of the communities in which they live. And so that is, you know, indicative of what we do for the children here in this school. We're prepping them to go into kindergarten. When they leave here, they're going to have, you know, they're going to be at their full potential as preschoolers who go into the public education sector or private, you know, whatever their parents would, maybe they go into homeschooling, but most of them will transition through our transition program into kindergarten. And then our adults that have disabilities, you know, some of them are teenagers. They go all the way from teenage to 65. You know, we help them to just, we've helped some of them start their own businesses. You know, we've helped a few of them enroll in college, and they're, you know, they're trying to enroll in a new class, and or for the first time they moved out into an apartment on their own. And we have, you know, professionals that go out into the world or into their home and check on them, make sure they're going into the world, you know, equipped and to their fullest potential. And we just kind of felt like that vision, it just captures that whole aspect from birth. I've seen them come in their hair as young as 2 months, and then I've seen clients come up here and use our support facility at the age of 65 years old.
So what's next for you guys? You've made this recent announcement of changing the name and the mission statement and the new vision and all of that. What's the next step for you guys, just to continue serving as you have?
Yeah, our mission really, it hasn't changed the way we say it, and then the materials that we print it onto, you know, it's different, but it's still exactly the same mission. We just wanted to change the name to reflect what we're already doing. And so we needed to let the community know that we're not just a preschool and that we don't serve just Benton County. And basically, we're just going to keep on doing what we do, but we want people to be aware of what we offer, and it does leave opportunities for growth. The new name and perhaps more membership into our community support services, or even just our outpatient services, which we're trying to develop.
Sunshine School and Development Center will host its next fundraiser November 22nd. A very special art show will feature artwork created by children and adults with special needs. Guests will be able to bid on the artwork. Admission is $25 and sponsorship opportunities are available. You can find out more at the new website, nwasunshineschool.org.